Herald for Triple Play Thursday chose Bob Rivers with I Am Santa Claus as the first song. Obviously done to the tune of Iron Man. Yeah. All right, there you go. Bob Rivers. All right. Hey, hi, everybody. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about one-hit wonders. First, one-hit wonders from the 2000s, and where are they now? Like, what's going on with these guys who had hits in the 2000s? And where are they now? And then we're going to go into just a regular list of the greatest one-hit wonders of all time. And we'll discuss those and hear some of those and play some of those. But in the 2000s here, I'm just wondering what we're trying to figure out what happened to some of these people. So if you want to jump in with talk or text, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Now, a one-hit wonder is defined by, you know, you had one hit. I don't, you know, I guess it would have to be like in the top. I would imagine maybe the top 40 or the top 10 or something like that. Now, according to Esmeralda, it's not a hit unless it hits number one. Like, nothing's a hit unless it hits number one in Esmeralda's world. She's very difficult on, she's very hard on the artists. It's very difficult in Esmeralda's world to become a hit unless you hit number one. Now, I think several of these hits that we were talking about, that we'll be talking about, were not just one-hit wonder, or not just number one hits. I think they were like in the top 10 or whatever that. And I'm not really sure what the, Dan, do we know what the rules are here? Did it just have to be, it didn't have to be number one, did it?
No, I think with the VH1 list, I think it was a variety of topics of popularity, but just cultural impact, lasting impact, and just whatever they felt.
Now, for the 2000s now, we're going to start with the one-hit wonders from the 2000s. Now, Esmeralda, I don't know if you will, you'll probably remember these.
I probably listen to all of them on a weekly basis.
Okay, well, let's see. The first one, here's the first one on the list. It's from, let's see, it was a, it topped, it was number one. So in your world, Esmeralda, it counts. It topped the Billboard Hot 100 in 2005. It stayed there for 5 weeks. See if you recognize this, Esmeralda. You ready? Everybody get ready.
Because you had a bad day. You take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. Your camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day.
That's right. So obviously you remember that.
Yes.
It stayed number one for 5 weeks. He was the only solo artist to have a number one hit in that year without previous number ones on the charts. Now, the guy's name, by the way, is Daniel Powter, P-O-W-T-E-R. Now, Daniel Powter's next singles, Jimmy Gets High, Free Loop, and Lie to Me, failed to reach the same level of success. He also released two albums, Under the Radar in 2008 and Turn on the Lights in 2012. But his single Bad Day remains his only Hot 100 hit, but he continues to write music and perform live. So there he is. Now, you remember when they used to play that song whenever somebody got kicked off of American Idol?
That's so mean.
I know. It's like, that's the only thing that I really remember. I mean, obviously, I know the song. The song was, it was everywhere. But I remember it specifically as the song that they played when when somebody got booted on American Idol. All right, here's the next one on the list. This was in 2008, and it reached number six on the Hot 100. So, Esmeralda, it doesn't count in your world.
No.
this reached number six on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2006. See if you remember this, okay, Esmeralda? Give it a listen.
'Cause I want you, and I feel you, crawling underneath my skin like a hole.
Left of me. You recognize that?
No.
It's Nick Lachey.
Ugh.
Called Best of Me.
Yeah, I don't really like him.
He was.
What did it make?
Number 6 on the Billboard charts. In 2006, former MTV VJ Vanessa Minnillo starred in the What's Left of Me music video. So there you go. And that was, then they eventually went on to marry.
Yeah, I know that much about them, but nothing.
And they are expecting their third child. He was in, of course, 98 Degrees. You weren't in 98? You weren't into 98
no,
Degrees?
No, really wasn't in the 98 Degrees.
Oh, okay. Let's see. He recently co-starred in the A&E show Lachey's Bar with his brother Drew. It chronicled the opening of a bar that they co-owned in their hometown of Cincinnati. What? Was that like a double bill with Wahlburgers? What's going on here?
You should open it up like they do Taco Bell KFCs.
Yeah.
A Wahlburger 98 Degrees bar.
Together?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Wahlburgers are franchised.
Well, there you go. They can.
There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them across the country. I think they're actually thinking of opening one here, if I'm not mistaken. And Mark Wahlberg goes to each city to scout each location.
Oh, boy.
You know, they should open one here because his brother lives here with that idiot.
Right.
So where do they live in? It's the South Side, right? They live on the South Side. Don't they have South Suburbs?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think they live on the North Side.
She's a South Side girl.
Yeah, but what does that matter?
I don't know.
She's got money now.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of money. They both do.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, she's probably, you know, she's a South Side girl. South Side people are very dedicated to the South Side. They're very loyal.
St. Charles.
So they live in St. Charles. So they should open one up there. Nick, Drew, and the other 98 Degree bandmates reunited in a boy band in 2012 and toured, released the album 2.0 in 2013. Most recently, they hit the road for a tour just this past summer, they hit the road.
FYI, St. Charles, nowhere near the South Side.
No, I know.
So there goes your theory.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, I just figured, you know, if she's going to move back, she was going to move back to the South Side. That's all.
Well,
I don't keep track of where they live.
Maybe you should talk to her.
No, thanks.
Be like, hey.
That's all right. No, I really not like to have a conversation with Jenny McCarthy. That's okay. All right. Okay, well, we've got more one-hit wonders from the 2000s, and we'll find out where they are now. And then we've got a ton of one-hit wonders. VH1 did a special called The 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders of All Time. Did you ever watch that one, Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember who the host was of that?
Oh.
Come on now.
No.
Shatner.
Oh.
Yeah. Shatner was the host of that one. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then more One-Hit Wonders and your phone calls and your thoughts. 312-981-7200. Rubber boots and silly velvet. It's a triple play Thursday, and Harold chose Bob Rivers, who that is his song called Aqua Claws. All right. Okay. So there you go. That continues. Hey, we're talking one-hit wonders right now, specifically one-hit wonders from the 2000s, and where are they now, and reminding everybody of those songs. And if you would like to jump in here with your thoughts, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. The phone lines are open. Text lines are open, 312-981-7200. We're going to get to some of the greatest one-hit wonders of all time as well. All right, let's get back to this. Esmeralda, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, this was a breakout hit in 2004. It hit number one just 6 weeks after its debut. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Can you name the artist?
James Blunt.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Nice job.
By the way, Have you ever actually listened to that song?
No.
I just thought it was about him talking about someone that he like broke up with or whatever. It's like a unrequited love. Like he literally just saw someone and he sees her with someone else. So he's like, I think you're gorgeous, but I can't be with you.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not a fan of the song. So no, I
just remember listening to one day going, oh my gosh, that's what it's about. I thought it was, you know, talking about someone he knew or, you know, was breaking up with.
No,
or something
just
like
some,
that.
Some
nope.
chick he
some
looked
at. Some random girl.
Okay. The song, by the way, was released in the U.S. radio stations. It became the first British artist. He became the first British artist to top the American singles chart in nearly a decade. It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2006. Now James Blunt has released a few more albums, including The X Factor Australia, where he appeared as a judge in 2015. And he's currently writing with Grammy winner Ed Sheeran for his next album. They're essentially the same guy, aren't they?
One's British. Wait, they're both British.
Well, he was on The X Factor Australia. It doesn't necessarily mean he's Australian.
No, but James Blunt, I think he's British, and so is Ed Sheeran.
No, that's what I'm saying, because James Blunt was on The X Factor Australia.
Oh, I thought, for a second, I thought James Blunt was American.
No.
But no, he's not.
No. So there you go. So you remember that one. That was number one. All right, how about this one? How about this? This song reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts. And so I think it was in 2000 or something like that. So see if you can recognize this one as well. See if you can tell us who the artist is. Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby. Okay.
This song is so bad.
It's terrible.
That's Crazy Town.
That's right, exactly right. Crazy
gosh,
Town.
Gosh, they looked so terrible.
Crazy Town,
just
yeah.
Tattoos in their hair.
Seth Binzer, who is better known as, did you know this? He was better known as Shifty Shellshock.
Oh, yeah, I knew they had dumb names like that.
And Brett Mazur's song reached number one. It was their debut album, The Gift of the Game. It sold more than 1.5 million copies. Crazy Town's follow-up album, Dark Horse, in 2002, failed to achieve the same level of success, and the band broke up in 2003. They reunited and released their third album, The Brimstone Sluggers, in 2015. Shifty Shellshock publicly struggled with addiction issues. He appeared on VH1's first season of Celebrity Rehab. Oh, then I've seen him. Because I watched every single season of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, as well as later incarnations of the series and its spinoff, Sober House. Okay, I guess I'd know this guy if I saw him.
Yeah, I want to say he was the one in the one episode where he was on the roof.
Yeah, that's him, right?
I think so.
I think that's him, yeah.
He's on the roof and they had to call Dr. Drew to get him down.
Right, right. That's yeah, you're right. You're right. Because I didn't get, sometimes on the you know, the Celebrity Rehab shows or Sober House. I didn't know who some of the celebrities were.
Yeah, they
you know
all
I mean?
And they all kind of meld together. Tattoos.
Yeah.
Eyeliner.
Yeah.
Piercings guy.
Yeah. Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. God, I watched every. Did you watch like me, Esmeralda? Did you watch every single episode?
Yeah. Oh, I even friended by Ling on Facebook after that.
Oh, no. Oh man.
I was like, oh, I like her now.
Oh, God, that's funny. Yeah. It was a terrible show, but I watched every single episode.
I know.
Just so counter-
I felt so bad for everyone.
It was just so counterproductive to anything. It was just so exploitive. But I watched every single episode.
Well, I think some kind of, you know, they got their fire under their butts.
I hope so.
Figured it out.
Okay. All right. Let's see if you can name this one, okay? This song was one of the biggest of 2003. Okay? So go back in time in your head, Esmeralda, to 2003.
Okay.
And this was one of the biggest songs of that year. See if you can name the artist. So come on, let me sing. I said, baby, you're amazing. I want to let you see. Are you everything? I will, I will, You know that?
I have no idea, and I should know this because I was way into those singer-songwriters.
This was Josh
around those years.
Josh Kelly.
Oh yeah. He was dating what's her face?
Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
That's what it says here. That's what it says here. Josh was linked when it further fueled speculation that Josh was linked to It Girl Katherine Heigl in 2003. Josh has released additional albums now, including one country record, and he and Heigl married in 2009 and have adopted two and are currently pregnant. So there you go. Mr. Katherine Heigl, everybody. All right. Now, this one, I must say this. This next one, Esmeralda, I have to say this. I love this song. The next one we're about to play, I love it. I love, love, love this song. See if you can name who the artist is.
I was going to go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why?
Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La-da-da-da-da-da.
I love.
Yeah, I went to college.
I love that song.
It's Afro Man.
It's Afro Man. I love that song so much. I love it so, so much. It's so hilarious, and it's also cautionary. You know what I mean? That's what I love about it. It's just a really funny song. It's catchy. It's funny, and it's weird, and it's also cautionary.
Yeah, you'll get nothing done.
That guy blew his life away because he got high.
Yeah.
I love that song. His name, Joseph Edgar Foreman. It's not going to work if you're going to release. That's just not going to have the same, you know, the same punch. Here's Because I Got High by Joseph Edgar Foreman. Joseph Edgar Foreman is not the name of a pothead. You know what I mean? You got to.
No.
No. Afro Man. This was a 2001 single. In an interview, he said, some chronic weed inspired it. Took me 2 minutes and 11 seconds to write.
I'm amazed it took him that short of a span.
Yeah, you would think he'd say, it took me 6 months to write.
Right, just because if he's high all the time, he can't do anything else. I'm amazed he could write a song.
Yeah, he probably doesn't remember writing it. You know what I mean? But he says that now, Because I Got High earned Afro Man a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Solo Performance in 2002. It was also used.
Was there nothing else happening in 2002?
That song rules.
I know, but for a Grammy?
Sure. It was also used. It's not mentioned here, but it was also used in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Of course.
In October 2014, Afro Man released a new version to boost marijuana legalization efforts. After an altercation with a female fan at a recent concert, Afro Man said that he would seek anger management help and has since retired from music. Aw, Afro Man. So, anyway, it's funny that like he's boosting marijuana legalization efforts is what when he re-released it. But the song is kind of anti-marijuana. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, it's like, what?
Or if you don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
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 It could go either way.
Either way. I guess Afro Man wants it to go the other way. I always thought it was funny that it had like a, you know, a cautionary tale kind of a vibe to it when I listened. I think that song is hilarious. I love it. So, all right. More one-hit wonders from the 2000s, and then we'll jump into one-hit wonders from of all time. And, you know, Steve and Johnny used to do one-hit wonders. Dan, did they do it like, was it once a month?
Yeah, the first Thursday of every month.
And it was, who was the guest?
Wayne Jancic.
Wayne Jancic, of course.
Of the Billboard Book of One-Hit Wonders.
That's right, Wayne Jancic. That's right. That was a great segment. And we haven't heard it here on the overnights in a long time, so I thought, you know, we would jump into it a little bit here.
We always indulge in our favorite things. No wonder our skin.
Wow.
So pale.
Harold, once again, this is his third song by the artist Bob Rivers for Triple Play Thursday. Jingle Hell's Bells. I will say this, this Bob Rivers, he's got the sound down perfect for all three of those artists. That sounded like Sabbath, it sounded like Tull, and it sounded like AC/DC. So there you go. Triple Play Thursday, by the way, 312-981-7200. That's the theme, three songs, one artist. All right. Now, what we're talking about here, though, are artists that didn't have three hits. See how I segue, Dan? Do you understand how professional broadcasting works?
Dumont is so proud right now.
He's on hold, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, coming up a little bit later on, Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head in a battle of pop-up video. And Dave Ennett and his feline army will... Dave Ennett and his feline army will be going crazy when Esmeralda gets to see.
One of these days I'm going to get jumped by those cats as I leave.
As you walk home?
Yeah.
As you walk to the train? Yeah. You know, it would be really hilarious if just out of nowhere a cat just jumped out of an alley in front of you at some point. Just, you know, like a regular cat. Ow! You scare it and the cat runs away. How much would you freak out?
And if it was after this, after doing pop-up video?
After we do a segment, we close the show.
I didn't mean to.
We close the show with pop-up video, and you're walking out, and a cat jumps out from an alley. You would probably have a heart attack.
Be like, call him off, Dave Ennett.
Yeah, and Dave would have to, you know, put on his cloak like Doctor Strange and bring the cats back to his village.
Right.
Now Dave Ennett lives in a feline village. That's where Dave
I was thinking he just keeps them in the sports room.
Oh, yeah.
And they all have little passes so they can get in.
Yeah, they have passes. They have to put the pass on the door in order for it to open. I'd like to see the pictures on their IDs. That's what I want to see. This is Fluffy. He has clearance for the newsroom. Dave Bennett's probably listening going, I hate Nick DiGilio so much. All right, are you ready for the next one, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay, we've got two left here, okay? These are one-hit wonders from the 2000s, and where are they now? Okay, this was, you're not going to like this one because it only peaked at number 15. So in your world, Esmeralda,
it's barely a hit of anything.
It doesn't even count.
Yeah.
It's not even a song. This was on the Billboard chart, peaked at number 15, and this was in the year 2000. So go into the Wayback Machine to 2000.
I was in high school.
All right, see if you know this one. Nothing.
No.
Dan, do you
know it?
Sounds
like Tonic, but that's not right.
I did know this song because it was heavy rotation on the Dawson's Creek.
Yes. I should know it. I watched Dawson's Creek.
I was surprised you didn't, actually.
I should know it.
No, because they had another hit. I was going to say, it's not Lifehouse.
No, Lifehouse. What was Lifehouse's hit? I loved it, too.
Hanging by a Thread.
I love that song. That song rules. Hanging by a Thread, that song rules. That's a great one-hit wonder from the 2000s. And they were like 11, right? Weren't they like 11 years old or something when they... That was like a big... The big thing was these kids are like 10 or something.
They were late 90s. Because I remember driving around in my friend's car because she loved this boy.
I love that song.
Loved this boy, and for some reason that song reminded her of him.
I love that song. And that, remember Fuel had a song... called Shimmer?
Yes.
That song is a jam. Do you remember that song, Esmeralda?
I don't remember it by the name.
It's kind of the same, you know. Dan, wouldn't you say there's kind of the same sort of territory?
Right, that Tonic.
Is
Tonic,
Fuel also had...
Fuel had a few hits.
Did they have Hey Man Nice Shot?
No, that was Filter.
That was Filter. Okay. See, we're getting all these...
all the Fs.
All these one-named bands from the 90s that had, in late 90s, early 2000s.
Fuel had that guy who was the lead singer. He was very blonde, but very tan.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you find Shimmer?
Yeah, it's loading up.
Oh, it's loading up. Okay.
While we're waiting, I can tell you a fun fact about Fuel.
What other show on WGN will you hear that statement?
Yep. The lead singer, the aforementioned blonde but very tan, is actually Johnny Putman's like third cousin.
You're kidding.
Nope.
What?
You're kidding. That's fantastic.
Escapes her. She says that love.
song is a jam. I love that song. That song rules. I bought the damn CD when it came out.
Any other good songs?
Rest of the album sucks, but I just kept listening to that song over and over and over and over again.
He's so tan.
I love that song, man. That song is a jam, and that Lifehouse song is great too. Well, anyway, the guy that did this crazy—it's Evan and Jaren did Crazy for the Girl.
I remember them slightly. I remember them more from TV.
They were identical teen brothers.
Yeah, they did a couple hosting gigs on stuff.
Did they? Evan became a successful tech entrepreneur, founding StageIt.com, an online video platform that allows artists to stream live performances, and Jaren continues to write and record. All right. Our final one-hit wonder from the 2000s. Let's see if you can name it, Esmeralda. Oh, no, it peaked at number 15. You don't even want to hear it, probably. See if you can name this one.
I took a dive on the way down. I saw you and you saved me from myself. And I won't forget the way you loved me. And on the way down, I almost fell right through. But I held on to you.
You don't know that one?
No. That's I'm very disappointed in myself.
Ryan Cabrera.
Oh, blech.
On the way down. Ryan Cabrera peaked at number 15, but it was the music video for the track that garnered the most buzz because it featured then-girlfriend Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, did you ever watch her show?
No.
It is so awful.
The music video was popular on TRL. It reached number 4 on the show's countdown. Cabrera went on to star on several episodes of The Hills, and he may or may not be dating Avril Lavigne right now. So,
I'm kind of sad that Avril Lavigne broke up with Chad Kroeger.
Yeah, me too.
Felt so Canadian.
That's another guilty pleasure of mine. It's Avril Lavigne.
That's not guilty.
I like Avril Lavigne, man. I'm with you. That song.
Yeah.
One of the major breakups that I went through. I played that song like 8 million times. I was a 13-year-old girl. I was listening to Avril Lavigne and crying.
Are you watching Dawson's Creek?
I watched Dawson's Creek,
yeah. You're watching all that.
No, but that song, I love that song. I think that song is great. I like Avril Lavigne. I think she's cool. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then more me talking like a 13-year-old girl. We'll, don't get me started. Don't get me started on my so-called life. Don't do it. It would be a mistake. And Party of Five, don't even start with me on that. Yeah. Triple play Thursday. Yeah. I will say this makes me happy. I'll get to hear two more songs by Joan Jett. She rules. Rich picked Joan Jett. That's I Love Rock and Roll. For Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Esmeralda, have you ever seen Joan Jett live?
I have not, no.
She's great. All right. Let's see. We've got some one-hit wonders here, Esmeralda. Some from the greatest one-hit wonders of all time. I'm going to just start flying through the list and we can reminisce and see if you remember some of these. Do you remember... Number 100 on the list, Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting!
Do, 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 do.
That song rules, man. What about, of course, this one? If I say to you, Esmeralda, number 99 on the list, if I say to you, B-Girl, what do you think of?
I was going to say J-Lo, but...
J-Lo?
B-boy, B-girl.
Oh, I see.
No, right. but Blind Melon.
Yeah, that's right. No Rain.
Yes.
How about this one? You remember Stacy Q, Two of Hearts?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two of Hearts. Two hearts we beat as one.
Two of hearts. I need you.
We're calling the cats, are we?
Yeah, man. Get those cats riled up. How about Tag Team? Do you remember their hit?
Oh, yeah. Wait, is it Whoomp or Whoop?
It's Whoomp.
Whoomp. Okay.
W-H-O-O-M-P.
A whoomp.
Exclamation okay. point.
I forget. Then who had whoop?
I don't know.
Because there was whoop and whoop there.
Wait a minute.
There was
no,
two.
No.
Yeah, there was.
No,
yeah,
there wasn't.
Was.
There's whoop. There it is. That's it. There's no other whoop. There's no.
There was another one.
There is not another one. Somebody. So there's a whoop. There it is. And a whoop. There it is. Is that that's what you're trying to explain to me?
I think so.
No, there's only one whoop. There it is. Two geniuses can't come up with that song separately.
I'm sorry, Woot, there it is.
What the hell is Woot? What is that?
There's Whoop, there it is, and Woot, there it is.
You got, what is Woot, there it is? I know Whoop, there it is. What is Whoop, Woot, there it is, the same song, but with Woot instead of Whoop?
I think so. I'm not sure.
What are we talking about here? Where am I? Where is Rod Serling? What? There's a Woot, there it is.
Apparently by 95 South, I have a little bit of it. I don't know how much we can play.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that.
Here we go.
Oh, so it's another band. Okay, so they basically they sampled Whoop, There It Is, said, called it Woot, and put a beat over it.
Pretty much. God. But there was two of them.
All right, that's enough. That's enough Woot and Whoop
talk. But
yeah,
Remang, tag team.
We're done
tag
with the...
Tag team back again.
Yeah. All right. How about you remember I Want Candy?
Oh, yeah.
Bow Wow Wow.
Oh, that drum beat is so good.
It's a great song. Great song. If 807 area code says, Daniel Powder was once a crooner and was produced by David Foster before Foster found Michael Bublé. No. I still think the greatest thing that Michael Bublé ever did was when he was in the sketch called Ham and Bubbly. And it was a sketch on SNL where John Hamm opened up a restaurant called Ham and Bubbly where all they served was ham and champagne. And he kidnapped Michael Bublé and made him do the theme song in the commercial with him. You guys remember that sketch? Ham and Bubbly? Esmeralda, have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
By the way, John Hamm made an unnamed, an unbilled cameo on Billy on the Street yesterday. Oh, suddenly John Hamm shows up. I love John Hamm. He's hilarious. Jimbo said, was Tommy Two-Tone a one-hit wonder? I think he was, right?
Yeah, he had 867-5309.
You know how many people had to change their damn phone number?
I think people still have it, and now it's just... Wasn't it on eBay at one point?
Yeah,
someone
that's
was
right.
Selling it,
but it was you would call some idiot would call up and some drunk would call up in the middle of the night 867-5309 to pick up the phone and go, "Where's Jenny?"
But what else did Tommy Two-Tone have another song?
No, he's got to be on this list, right, Dan?
Oh,
he is. Yes, he's in the top 25. I believe.
Yeah, he's got to be. How about this? We saw him sing 867-5309 at Joe's Live in Rosemont last Friday. Oh, there's if you're wondering where Tommy Two-Tone is. He was at Joe's Live in Rosemont. He opened up for Naked Eyes, Wang Chung, and Eddie Money. What?
Oh, my gosh.
What? How was I not there? How was I not in the front row crying when Wang Chung came out? Have I ever mentioned my love, how much I love Wang Chung? Have I ever mentioned that to you?
I want to say you've mentioned it.
They rule.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best albums of the 80s is called Mosaic. It came out in 1986. It's got Everybody Have Fun Tonight on it.
Right.
Great album.
Does it have that Dance Hall Days?
No, Dance Hall Days was on Points on a Curve.
Oh, okay.
That was a 1983 album. They also did the soundtrack to Live and Die in L.A. They had an album called Warmer Side of Cool. I can go on if you'd like.
I mean, you've gone on... Longer than anyone has about Wang Chung.
Chung rules. By the way, they Jimbo also says Wang Chung also had a no. This can't be happening. How was I not, Dan? You've read this. How was I not there?
I too was shocked.
Listen to this. I'm going to read this entire text, okay, Esmeralda? And as I read it, imagine how insanely upset I am that I was not there. Once again, let me read this. Tommy Two-Tone, we saw him sing 867-5309 at Joe's Live in Rosemont last Friday. He opened up for Naked Eyes, Wang Chung, and Eddie Money. Wang Chung, also had a cutting crew member in the band, and they sang "I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight." What the hell, man?
Oh, no.
Why? This is just not fair. Can I also say this? The last episode of Ash vs. Evil Dead opened up with cutting crews. "I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight."
How heartbroken are you right now?
This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Jay says the 70s rock and roll song "The Lord's Prayer" by Sister Janet Mead. You guys remember the Lord? No, you don't.
No.
She, this was a nun, okay? Had a hit song, and it was "The Lord's Prayer" set to music, and it was a pop song. I'm not making this up.
I'm assuming she was trying to get more people into God.
I don't know what she was doing, but she was a nun. She was like on American Bandstand. This is a real thing.
Was she
thing.
like Penguin nun?
She was in a habit, yes.
She in the whole getup?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord's Prayer. It was on A&M Records, if I'm not mistaken, because I had the single. Anthony in Louisville said some one-hit wonder songs. "Love Plus One" by Haircut 100. "Sweet Lullaby" by Deep Forest. And "Primitive Radio God" standing outside a broken phone booth with money in my pocket. I love that song. That's where they sample B.B. King. I've been downhearted. You know that song?
Yes.
That song.
I think
rules.
It was a pop-up video.
Oh, maybe we'll have to sing it.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got a break, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to go straight to the top 10 greatest one-hit wonders of all time, and we'll hear them. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll come back from the break after the weather and the traffic, and we will hear the top 10 greatest one-hit wonders of all time. And then after that, after the news at 4:30, it's time for pop-up video. Hopefully we'll get that damn I've been downhearted song. Or maybe some cutting crew. Can't believe I missed Wang Chung singing "I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight." Damn it. All right. You know who would have loved to go to that show, Dan?
Hey, listen.
We're going to go to Fat Joe's or Live Joe Live. And my name is Joe, too. So that's why we have to go. See, Joan Jett gets the okay from me to cover Tommy James. Not Tiffany, but Joan Jett gets the okay. It's a second song for Triple Play Thursday from Rich, the great Joan Jett. All right, Esmeralda. I will play the song, and you have to tell me the artist.
Okay. I think we can do that.
We have 10. Of course, these are easy because they're the 10... According to the VH1 list and the show that they did that William Shatner hosted, these are the top 10 one-hit wonders of all time. Okay? I'll start with number 10. You got to tell me who the artist is.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay.
It's Nana.
Nana is right. I like that they had the English version and the German version.
One of my bucket list things is to sing 99 Luftballons in German.
You want to get started on that then?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Well, do you know it?
No.
Well, then get started on it. If that's a bucket list thing, you want to learn it, right?
I got time.
All right. Okay. All right. That's according to VH1, that's number 10. That was a huge song. Huge. And everybody made a big deal out of it because she had hair under her arms. Remember that?
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, no, look at it. She's got hair under her arms. She's European, man. Leave her alone. You know how much of a pain in the ass it is to shave your armpit?
Yeah.
I know you do. All right. Number 9. Ready?
Uh-huh. No me vengan con tenuras, so please don't judge your work by its cover.
there's more to being a Latin lover. You gotta know how to deal with a woman that won't let go. The price you pay for being a gigolo.
Rico. Suave. Rico. Suave.
So what's this guy doing now? Pumping gas?
I think he's, I don't know.
Gerard, nobody pumps gas. That's it's not a job anymore, Nick.
I think it is in Jersey.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry.
All right. I think the last, watching the last Where Are They Now,
yeah.
he was a music director for Interscope, I think, for the Latin music division.
Gerardo?
Yeah, that might not exist anymore. So.
Okay. All right. All right, you ready for the next one, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
This is an easy one.
Today is another day to find you shining away. Well, I'll be coming for your love again.
Okay. Who is it?
I can't remember.
Aha.
Oh. Yeah. I know the song.
I did this play called Alive, which was about me, and it was based on me and my five friends, and we'd get together every Friday night, play poker. Well, we barely played poker when we used to get drunk. And so I wrote a play about it called Alive. And at one point in the play, somebody mentions Aha, and we all break out into that song. And we would sing all the way up to the note. We would do it. And every single night we did it, we got applause.
Yeah, it's funny. No one has any shame when singing that high-pitched note.
I know. It's just classic.
Because I just did it, too. And yeah. My door's open. I just belted it out. Like, I don't care.
Everybody heard you in the hut.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Here we go.
There was a problem. Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Yeah. Number seven all time. That's about right, don't you think? That song was massive.
Yeah, I had the single.
Well, why didn't they? He wasn't a one-hit wonder. What about the damn Ninja Turtles?
I don't think that did anything.
What about the soundtrack to his movie Cool as Ice? By the way, you know who the director of photography was on Cool as Ice?
Who's that?
Jean-Ouz Kaminski. Who would go on to win an Oscar for Schindler's List?
Oh, boy. Are you going to show that at one of the film clubs?
What, the Cool as Ice?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Twice. We're going to do it back to back. All right, who's this?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
You remember who that
the
was?
Baha Men.
Baha Men, that's right. Seattle Mariners, year 2000, when they beat the Sox. I just laughing my ass off every time they played that song. All right. This next song rules. Number five. That's number five. Who was it?
It's Toni Basil.
Toni Basil. That's right. And have you seen her lately?
No.
She looks exactly the same as she did 35 years ago when they released that record.
All right.
Okay. Now, this one is one of the greatest songs ever recorded in the history of all music.
I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing.
Greatest song ever.
How's that song not come back?
It's the greatest song ever. Who was the artist?
Oh, that's I can't remember.
Right Said Fred.
There you go.
You know, we
I think
have
I got it wrong.
There's
the
a very
pop
strong
of video time.
I was going to say there's a very strong possibility that we're going to get one of these.
Well, we got that one.
We
remember
did that
you
one
had
already.
To sing it.
Yeah. All right. My God, the guys at Ginger's Ale House, the guys who ran Ginger's Ale House and worked at Ginger's Ale House. They love this song and used to play it 75,000 times a night on the damn jukebox. Yeah.
It's Dexy's Midnight Runners.
That's right. And their bib overalls.
Yeah. I don't think they showered either.
And their hair.
I think I remember that from the pop-up video.
I like that song. I don't love it. You know, I like it. But my God, did the guys at Ginger's love it. They would play it and just jump up and down like lunatics.
Right. Well, it's a very group song.
Yeah.
People get into it.
They'd get hammered. It was a bunch of Brits and a bunch of Irish dudes sitting at the end of the bar getting hammered, blasting the Pogues, which I didn't mind at all. And then Dexy's Midnight Runners, they would just jump up and down like lunatics. So, by the way, the Pogues recorded the greatest Christmas song of all time. You know that, right, Esmeralda?
Now I do.
It's Fairy Tale in New York. Greatest Christmas song of all time. And I mean that in all sincerity. You know that song?
Maybe.
Dan, can you find it real quick? Just play the beginning. She'll know it. All right, number two. You ready for the number two, the second biggest, greatest one-hit wonder of all time?
Yes.
And again, this song also rules the planet.
Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
That's a cover, by the way.
Don't touch me.
Remember who the band was?
Oh, that I couldn't tell you.
Soft Cell.
Oh, okay.
Soft Cell. That song is great. All right, do you have?
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one.
You recognize this, Esmeralda? Okay. It's the best Christmas song of all time. You have to listen to it, because some of it we can't play on the air, because it's the Pogues. So, anyway, it's the best Christmas song. It's the best. I listen to it all the time at Christmas. It's the best. All right, number one. Are you ready for the number one one-hit wonder of all time, Esmeralda?
Hit me with it.
Yeah, that's all.
I was 13 when this came out, and I went to Cancun with my parents.
Yeah.
And I bought a remix of this tape, and it was like 30 remixes of just the Macarena song.
Do you remember the artist?
Yeah, it's Los Del Rio.
There you go.
And I got to do the Macarena dance in a dance contest at the hotel. And I was mad because everyone was doing it that long, exaggerated way.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not the right way.
Wow. We specifically told, my first marriage, 1996, we specifically told the DJ that if he played the Macarena, he would be escorted out and punched in the face repeatedly.
Wow.
So, all right, we got a break, and that led to our divorce. Okay, we got a break, and we'll come back. We got the news, and then it's time for pop-up video.